Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 14.
You are the children of Yahuwah, your Elohim. Do not cut yourselves, nor shave the front of your head for the dead, for you are a Kodesh people to Yahuwah, your Elohim. And Yahuwah has chosen you to be a people for himself, a treasured possession above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Do not eat whatever is abominable. These are the living creatures which you do eat: ox, sheep, and goat, deer, and gazelle, and roebuck, and wild goat, and mountain goat, and antelope, and mountain sheep, and every beast that has a split hoof divided in two, chewing the cud among the beasts, you do eat. But of those chewing the cud, or those having a split hoof completely divided, you do not eat, such as these: the camel, and the hare, and the rabbit, for they chew the cud, but do not have a split hoof. They are unclean for you. And the pig is unclean for you, because it has a split hoof, but does not chew the cud. You do not eat their flesh or touch their dead carcasses. These you do eat of all that are in the waters, all that have fins and scales you do eat. And whatever does not have fins and scales you do not eat. It is unclean for you. Any clean bird you do eat, but these you do not eat: the eagle, and the vulture, and the black vulture, and the red kite, and the falcon, and the buzzard after their kinds, and every raven after its kind, and the ostrich, and the night hawk, and the seagull, and the hawk after their kinds, the little owl, and the great owl, and the white owl, and the pelican, and the carrion vulture, and the fisher owl, and the stork, and the heron after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat, and every creeping creature that flies is unclean for you. They are not eaten. Any clean bird you do eat. Do not eat whatever dies of itself. Give it to the stranger who is within your gates to eat it, or sell it to a foreigner, for you are a Kodesh people to Yahuwah, your Elohim. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall tithe without fail all the yield of your grain that the field brings forth year by year, and you shall eat before Yahuwah, your Elohim, in the place where he chooses to make his name dwell. The tithe of your grain, and your new wine, and your oil, and of the firstlings of your herds and your sheep, so that you learn to revere Yahuwah, your Elohim, always. But when the way is too long for you, so that you are not able to bring the tithe, or when the place where Yahuwah, your Elohim, chooses to put his name is too far from you, when Yahuwah, your Elohim, is Berecha you, then you shall give it in silver, and shall take the silver in your hand, and go to the place which Yahuwah, your Elohim, chooses. And you shall use the silver for whatever your being desires: for cattle or sheep, for wine or strong drink, for whatever your being desires. And you shall eat there before Yahuwah, your Elohim, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. And do not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no part nor inheritance with you. At the end of every third year, you bring out all the tithe of your increase of that year and store it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the sojourner, and the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gates, shall come and eat and be satisfied, so that Yahuwah, your Elohim, barach you in all the work of your hand which you do.